Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. And you may be aware, Funky Buddha is turning 12. And you can join them. Celebrate 12 years of Funky Buddha in Oakland Park with a free all-day anniversary bash at the brewery this Saturday. It begins at noon. There will be more than 50 beers on draft, live music throughout the day, games for everyone, beer pong, ping pong, Jenga, cornhole, board games.
What?
They're going to have a special can release for key lime pie, which sounds delicious.
Yes.
And you can upgrade to a VIP package from noon till 3. You'll enjoy unlimited pours of rare and limited release beers, a commemorative tasting glass, endless hors d'oeuvres, and exclusive access and surprises just for VIP guests. So this Saturday, Funky Buddha in Oakland Park. A couple notes. Tomorrow, if you're going to the Amerant Bank Arena, you got a Funky Buddha right there. We're going to be there. You got a Funky Buddha right there across from Pantherland. If you're not lucky enough to have tickets, and tickets like the nosebleeds are over $800, you go watch the game at Funky Buddha in Oakland Park tomorrow. Place is going to be packed with Panthers fans. And Saturday, you celebrate their 12th birthday, an all-day party at the brewery.
And I want to add tomorrow or Saturday or Friday or Wednesday or next week, whenever, because I had my father's memorial there last Saturday. Everybody was their jaws dropped how good the food is. Everybody was coming
so
up.
Shocked by that.
Oh, it's crazy. Like, I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm thinking they're coming to say, oh, your dad was a good dude. They'd be like, man, this food good as hell, man. Goodness gracious. I'm like, yeah, thanks, man. You know. It's not a fluke that we came to Funky Buddha to do this. They have the best beer in the world, in my mind, and the food. Chef Jeff does his thing back there. Y'all go check it out.
Man, your dad would have loved some guacamole and chips there. Unfortunately, Funky Buddha doesn't offer it.
He wants some nachos.
By the way, so Funky Buddha, big party on Saturday. Wanted to thank, I thanked him earlier, but thank you, Laser Eye Center of Miami, Dr. Lascano and Dr. Awad, for seeing me so quickly this morning before the show. They're very nice people there. They did my LASIK. They did Solana's LASIK. You know Dr. Lascano. And
he did my LASIK.
Oh, he did your LASIK?
Oh, like 08, 07? Yeah,
you know,
a long time ago.
Tell you what, I noticed at Laser Eye Center of Miami, they used to have a wall of fame.
Yeah.
And it was celebrity pictures who've gotten their LASIK there. And I was on it. It was a picture of me and Dr. Lascano, and I autographed it. He's had so many like legit celebrity clients since then. Like, as I was waiting for my eyes to dilate, I'm just kind of walking around through the halls looking for my picture.
Yeah.
I'm no longer up on the walls, man. They passed me by.
I think I might have got taken down too.
Yeah, I didn't see yours either. Omar Kelly used to be up there. He ain't nowhere to be seen.
He took a picture with you guys?
Yeah.
Camera must have been broken the day I was there.
I lost my spot, Hawk.
Thank you, Dr. Lascano, Dr. Awad. Genuinely appreciate it. I was just looking at a tweet from Barry Jackson from earlier, because we've talked today plenty of Panthers and plenty of Heat, but Barry Jackson pointed out on Twitter a couple hours ago, Durant, we know from Shams, has no desire to be in Minnesota with the Timberwolves. That's apparently some new news today. Barry Jackson says, Wiggins, Duncan, Nico, and a first seems like a reasonable Heat hypothetical package for Durant. Though, Barry Jackson says, I would sorely miss Nico, his unique skill set, his refreshingly joyful demeanor, and his love of popcorn as a pregame snack. Did not know that about Nico Jovic. But you'd do that in a heartbeat all day, every day, right? Wiggins, heartbeat. Duncan, Nico, and a first?
A heartbeat. I'll throw in my paddle boat, anything you need to get that done. What?
I wonder, though, if Phoenix, because of what happened with Desmond Bane, I wonder if Phoenix can no longer accept that, which would have been acceptable based on the Luka trade during the season. That would, because again, KD's 37 coming off a non-playoff year.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the reality. That's the reality of it. But so I don't know, after four first rounders for Desmond Bane, if you can make that trade anymore.
But Wiggins, great rotational player. Duncan.
Or who?
Great rotational player. I know you, look, Solana loves Nico Jovic. I don't see it. I don't care his popcorn intake and his demeanor.
Well, that actually interests me. That was the thing that really interested me.
If that's what it takes, and I would say it's not going to take more. What if it's 2-1s, those three players and 2-1s or 3-1s?
I would do that.
I think it'd be more. Yeah.
I would do that for 2-1s.
Yeah.
Would you do 3-1s and that for KD?
That's when Pat has to do his magic, because 3-1s is a lot plus three players.
No.
You would not. Absolutely not.
No, because then you're legitimately mortgaging your entire future. Because in order to trade 3-1s, you have to dip into, I believe it's the 2029 season or the 2030 first round pick.
You would have to believe.
No shot.
That KD, it's the same thing with Orlando. You would have to believe that KD opens up your championship window in the next two seasons. Because then it would be worth it.
This year.
Yes.
Yes. Like, I'm saying, you have to be confident that Kevin Durant puts you at least in the conversation
this year and next. This year and next with Bam and Tyler, you are in the championship conversation. Then it's worth it. Same thing, like I said, with Orlando. It's worth it giving up four first rounders if you think your time is right now. So if you think adding KD to this team puts you in a championship window, then it's worth it.
When is, Salam, you might know, I was going to look it up. When are Tyler and Bam up?
Bam just signed an extension, so he's on the books for four more seasons. Tyler's the interesting one. Tyler is going to be up for a very large extension soon, which is why some people have the opinion, hey, his stock will never be higher. You don't want to pay Tyler Hero $50-plus million per year. Explore trading him. And you know, that's a rational argument, by the way.
Yeah.
I just don't know if the Miami Heat are in a position where they want to do that. I believe they want to pair Tyler and Bam with another superstar, with a number one, which is Kevin Durant, which is why they're sticking to this.
Isn't that same Tyler conversation is why they're talking about Ja and the Donovan Mitchell move and all. Like, if you're not going to pay that star, trade him, get pieces back, and let them pay him. That's why we got rid of Jimmy, to be honest.
All right, let's get headlines real Wiggins, quick here for the
What about
5
Wiggins,
o'clock.
Wiggins, Tyler, and a one?
Nah,
I would.
Nah, you can't do that.
You got
I
it.
I would.
No, because
you remember what Darius Garland said? I know, so I know Crowder brings it up, but I mean,
that's gonna be
your breaking point, including Tyler.
Yeah, if you're getting rid of Andrew Wiggins and Tyler Hero for a 37-year-old aging superstar in Kevin Durant, then you've told
there's guys who can put up points though.
Totally
there's guys who can
mark.
Score.
Totally missed
there's
the mark.
There's guys who can score.
No, you can't do that. You can't give up both of those guys for Kevin Durant. If you're trading for Kevin Durant, you were doing it with the idea that you were competing for
in
the next
words,
two seasons.
What you're saying is, I'd rather go into the season with Tyler Hero and find someone else to play the Durant role than with Durant and find someone else to play the Tyler Hero role.
Knowing that you're going to lose them.
You know what I mean? Like you're
saying,
like you're choosing between one of the two,
I think,
and saying I can more easily fill the Kevin Durant role than I can the Tyler Hero role.
No, I think the Miami Heat, if you were to trade Tyler and Andrew Wiggins and the Miami Heat were to have Kevin Durant and Bam Adebayo as your two best players, I don't think they would be as good as the Miami Heat running it back next season.
That's crazy talk.
But yeah, they'd be more interesting. I mean,
oh, for sure.
You know what's going to happen if they run it back next season. You don't know what's going to happen if you add Kevin Durant to Bam Adebayo.
Yeah, I mean, this is a conversation that would drag out a little bit more, and I know there's going to be a lot of pushback to what I'm saying, and I am not asking the Miami Heat, or I am not approving of them running it back. But the team you saw after the trade deadline had a lot to do with what happened with Jimmy Butler. I think there was a lot of ancillary
effects.
This
reminds me of Chicago, the Chicago Bulls back in the day. Remember they had a chance to trade for Kobe and they wouldn't do it because they didn't want to part with Luol Deng?
Yeah.
You remember that, Solana? Like, go back. There was a trade on the table for the Bulls to get Kobe.
But it was
but
Kobe
would
in his prime, Hawk. It was Kobe in
they
his
would
prime.
Not. No, but I'm saying the Bulls wouldn't part with Luol Deng because he was too important. That's how I feel like you're doing with Tyler Hero.
It's not that I'm saying don't trade Tyler. I don't believe that that's true.
No, I understand exactly what you're saying. If you're giving up Wiggins and Tyler, where are you? But I'm saying if you don't give up Wiggins and Tyler and you don't get KD, where are you?
Right. Well, then I'm down to have the conversation of let's talk about hitting the reset button or let's talk about remaining flexible and shift priorities to the 2026 season. See if you can offload Andrew Wiggins closer to the trade deadline. Like, play that game as much as it'll pain us all to watch that team, quote unquote, run it back. But
you know
I really think they'll
though?
Be better
every
next year.
Every season they have dangled Tyler Hero in trade conversations. And all Heat fans have been down with it too. So what are we doing here? After one all-star season, we're saying he's no longer trade bait? Like, we can't get rid of him?
No.
I think it's crazy.
That's what Solana's saying.
I'm not saying that at all. I'm willing to have the conversation here. If you can go, especially Desmond Bane goes for four firsts, and the Miami Heat are saying, let's see what we can get for Tyler. If Kevin Durant, pairing him with Tyler and Bane is not on the table, it's genuinely not, then I'm willing to have that conversation. But I don't think it's wise to pair Kevin Durant at 37 years old without another great all-star player who can score the basketball and Tyler Hero and just run it back with Bam and Kevin Durant. You're in a worse place than where you started.
But again, my point is, can't you just go get an everyday NBA scorer? And I understand Tyler, we love him down here, and he had an all-star season last season.
It's not fair
can't
to do
you
that to him, man. It's not. It's really not to just compare Tyler Hero to Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. I'm telling you, it's not fair to do that. It's not.
He plays defense on an office rolling chair.
Stop.
Yeah. I mean, he's not wrong.
He's an all-star. You know how many guys in the NBA? Jalen Brunson. James Harden. I could go down the list of guys who. And Kevin Durant. You think Kevin Durant's a great defender? It's part of the reason Phoenix wasn't great last year. They get hunted on defense. Hunted. And part
they're ridiculously good on offense.
And so is Tyler Hero.
Tyler is
come
not.
Come on, you're putting him in the Harden and KD category?
He's not. He's not in that category.
And Brunson?
But Tyler Hero this year wasn't gifted an all-star.
I can't wait to hear this guy change his tune when Tyler is shipped out with Andrew Wiggins. I cannot wait to hear him praise the genius Riley and Andy Ellisberg.
It's just crazy what happens.
I know what you're saying. No, I know what you're saying. I don't want to give up two scorers. I'm with you.
They're not scorers.
If that was literally the linchpin between doing that deal or not, I wouldn't hold it up over Tyler.
It's not just that Tyler Hero scores the basketball and Andrew Wiggins can. Andrew Wiggins, what we saw of him was bad, very bad. And that's what's in everybody's mind right now. It's fresh in everybody's mind. Andrew Wiggins can't score the basketball. He only put up 10 points in that series, the entire series against the Cleveland Cavaliers. He was trash. So everybody's like, oh, Andrew Wiggins is trash. Bro, context does matter here. He got traded to a new team, was asked to do something totally different when he was playing with Steph Curry, and he battled through injuries. Is it an excuse? Maybe, and it's probably not fair that I'm doing that, but it's also true. Next season, with a full offseason in Miami, could Andrew Wiggins be a lot better? Could he be an 18-point-per-game scorer? I think he can. So to just say, hey, just throw in Tyler and Andrew if it means you're getting Kevin Durant, you're putting yourself in a worse...
Throw him in. I'm saying if that's what they demand.
Yeah.
If that's what they demand, I wouldn't hold up a deal for that.
We're not saying just put the whole roster on a trade block. We're saying that they want four ones. We don't have four ones, but we have some valuable little pieces that we could throw in that trade that I wouldn't be mad if they weren't here anymore.
I get it. I'm telling you, I would be opposed to it because I think you're doing more harm than good. We're questioning here Tyler, KD, and Bam, the three of them all together, are they a contender? Now you're saying, actually, I'd be fine with just Durant and Bam. And to me, that's crazy because they're definitely
right, but I know what Tyler, Bam, and Wiggins can do. And if I don't end up with KD, I know what I have.
Then you start looking elsewhere. Reframing how you were saying earlier in the show, your mindset in Miami. Do we trade some of these guys? Yeah.
So if we have to get rid of Tyler and Wiggins, you want to reset?
I would, yeah.
That's crazy.
I'd rather the Heat reset completely, keep Bam, trade Tyler, trade Andrew Wiggins for picks and for young assets than trading both those guys for Kevin Durant. Genuinely, I don't think Kevin Durant can be somebody who's going to play 70 plus games a season anymore and somebody who you can rely on game in, game out, to handle the ball and lead your offense game in, game out. He is going to be a 20 to 22 to 24 points per game volume scorer. And you need Tyler Hero. You need Tyler Hero in this equation.
What's Mike
Bibby
doing?
Just a point you made where you were like, Wiggins can get back to 18, 19 points a game. In Golden State, he averaged 18. With Miami, he averaged 19 points in 17 games. He was an 18, 19-point scorer. He was not impressive. He didn't win us any games. He didn't close out any games. Andrew Wiggins is a good NBA player. He's not built. He's not that.
Would you trade Tyler and Bam for Mario Chalmers to the big three?
Add Norris Cole, Michael Beasley in, and I'm not kidding.
Look at the headlines here. Real quick look at the headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
You guys better hope Durant, Tyler, and Bam doesn't win a title because I will be in.
You better hope that they don't trade Tyler in some package for KD.
Start crank up honked off like a goose for Garland was right t-shirt talk. The Marlins, they swept the Nats over the weekend. They open up a four-game series hosting the Phillies tonight. One of those two teams is Bryce Harper. I for the life of me still have no idea which one it is. and then obviously tonight NBA Finals game 6, that's at 8:30 p.m. in Oklahoma City. And tomorrow night, Game 6, Amerant Bank Arena. Pretty big one for the Florida Panthers. Tonight, Boca Juniors plays Benfica. Flamengo plays Tunis. And Chelsea did beat LAFC 2-0 earlier today in Group D of the FIFA Club World Cup. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7. Hot, humid. That's your weather.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Did you not want an upsy-downsy? I'm using lotion.
Hawk and Crowder.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
5 o'clock hours, the Funky Buddha. Happy hour, big old bash at Funky Buddha Saturday, their 12th birthday. That's in Oakland Park at the Tap Room. And if you're coming to the Amerant Bank Arena tomorrow, enjoy a little Funky Buddha there. We will be there tomorrow. And if you don't have tickets for the game tomorrow, you can watch the game at Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. A lot of Funky Buddha this week, culminating with the big party on Saturday. We will be live at the Amerant Bank Arena tomorrow for Game 6, hopefully closeout game. Me, Crowder, Solana, Tree is going to be with us as well. We're going to have some fun tomorrow, and we'll have another pair of Club World Cup tickets to give away during the show tomorrow. Don't forget, if you want to win those Exotica tickets at the Miami Airport Convention Center, June 27th to the 29th, you can win a 4-pack of tickets at WQAM.com. Just click on contests over there. And we'll have ourselves a little fun tomorrow at the Amerant Bank Arena for a possible repeat Stanley Cup championship. But we'll
love it.
We'll see how it goes. We'll talk with a lot of people tomorrow. We'll have a fun show tomorrow.
What are we doing on this Pacers OKC game?
I don't know. I'm thinking I might live bet it, hoping that OKC jumps out to a lead and maybe I can get Indiana, you know, like plus 12 or 13. I think that's what I'm leaning towards right now.
Because I already took SGA over 34.5. I think he's going to go crazy tonight.
Could be arrest your starters in the fourth quarter kind of night, though.
Why are you going to sway bring that up and put it in the universe?
Anyway, if you're looking for a spot tonight to watch the game, Cheetah Pompano, great spot to watch a game. They got HD TVs throughout the club, VIP areas, 4 stages of entertainment, the most beautiful ladies in South Florida. Cheetah Pompano is having a seductive geisha VIP party this Wednesday. Open bar 6 till 7, and then again 10 till 11. Japanese buffet 6 till 8 p.m., and gold VIP card giveaways as well. This Wednesday at Cheetah Palm Beach, they're having a sexy French maid day, and they're going to have Moët Imperial bottle specials, complimentary carving station 6 till 7, and a platinum VIP card giveaway that night. So some big action this Wednesday, Cheetah Pompano and Cheetah Palm Beach. You know Cheetah Pompano has an amazing complimentary gourmet lunch till 3 p.m. every day, happy hour specials till 6, and a full dinner menu in the evening as well. Every day is a great day at Cheetah Pompano Beach. Make sure you visit Cheetah Palm Beach also. Get all the details at CheetahSOFL.com. That'll do it for us on this Monday. Larry Bluestein is coming up next. Everybody have a great and safe Monday night, and we will speak with you mañana.
Can't lose Tyler, jackass.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.